Up to 500 jobs in the health administration will be cut as the government sets up a new national health board to supervise district health board spending. Health Minister Tony Ryall says the creation of an NHB within the Ministry of Health will see around 180 staff go at the ministry and up to 320 from district health boards. Now, this will apparently lead to a saving of $700 million, which can be reinvested into frontline health services over the next 5 years. And joining me on the show right now to discuss these proposed changes is the Health Minister, Tony Ryall. Good afternoon, Mr. Ryall.
Yes, good afternoon.
Apart from an effort to make our health service more efficient and save that $700 million, have there been any other things that have prompted these proposed changes? How else is the country set to benefit?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons why we've got to make these changes. We've got a very fragmented and duplicated health system where we've got 21 DHBs reinventing the wheel all the time. But we've also got a situation where in the middle of a recession with 10 years of deficits confronting the government, the annual increases in health are going to slow. There'll be more money every year, but not as much as there was previously. Mm-hmm. So that means we really have to drive to get best value out of every health dollar.
From an administrative point of view, won't this new National Health Board cause problems for DHBs who, instead of dealing with administrative tasks internally, will have to deal with a centralised system down in Wellington? Will there be more delays, a higher chance of miscommunication?
Well, I don't think so, because if you look at the back office functions that are going to be performed, these are the back office functions that you see in businesses throughout the country. So, for example, banks have consolidated back office function. Other organisations have back office functions that are consolidated. And while health is not the same as a business, there certainly are ways that we could take that sort of approach to get benefit for taxpayers' money. You just don't need 21 different IT systems, 21 different payroll systems, and 21 different workforce approaches. You need to get a lot more equity amongst them all and get some standardisation that gives benefits to patients.
So this new National Health Board will allow the system to be streamlined and more efficient. Alarmingly, though, the setting up of it will see 500 jobs in the health sector axed. The Public Service Association believes patient care will suffer, with the other medical staff having to pick up on the work that the lost staff can no longer do. This seems to me a reasonable assumption. What guarantee can you give that services won't be affected?
Well, I don't think there are too many nurses or doctors who are doing payroll or bill payment at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's sort of an argument that you'd expect a union to make when they're basically the only people who disagree with these proposals. There's job savings in two areas. One is the Ministry of Health is going to reduce by 185 over the next 2 years, and that reflects the changing functions and roles that the Ministry and the National Health Board would have. And secondly, because we're going to be saving on our back office functions up to about $700 million over 5 years, there'll be another 300 jobs there. Now, these jobs go over a number of years. They don't all come at once.
And so it'll be a gradual changeover to the National Health Board.
I think the expectation is a lot of it will be done through attrition. There's quite a high turnover in the Ministry mm-hmm. of Health, so there just won't be people being replaced. And also there will be voluntary redundancy, I expect, if that's necessary too. The key thing here is we just can't keep tying up large amounts of money in duplication and fragmentation and reinventing the wheel 21 times when we've got a real need for more money for patients.
It's all well and good to save money by cutting administrative staff and the like, but unless you have a plan on how to reinvest that money into frontline services, then the health system isn't really going to improve. What is your plan for the money that will be saved?
Well, the government's plan for the money is that we'll go back into district health boards and funding the priorities that we've set out in our six health targets, which are more elective surgery, faster emergency departments, faster cancer treatment, diabetes, immunisation and smoking cessation. These are the six health priorities that the government has, and we want to get that money put back into that. It will give us more opportunity to get more treatment, more doctors and nurses, and over 5 years, $700 million is a lot of money that can make a difference.
The health priorities that you just mentioned, are they going to be placed for all DHBs equally, so all DHBs will have to meet these priorities?
That's right. Well, we've set out those priorities and the DHBs know what they all are, and very soon in the next month we're going to be printing a league table in newspapers around the country, which mean that you as patients and residents will be able to see how well your DHB is doing against those targets.
The health priorities that you mentioned are important issues. I'm not denying that. But will they deny DHBs the leeway to deal with problems that are maybe particularly prominent in their particular district?
No, we're not taking away their ability to deal with any local issues. What we're doing is we're trying to scale back the cost that's going into the back office functions, but the system pretty much remains the same. DHBs get their population-based funding. There's still 21 DHBs. What we're really trying to do is make the current system work better. And we had this ministerial review group, which included some of the best minds in the health sector, and these are some of the recommendations that they made, which will make a real difference to sort of filling in the missing links that are stopping the current system from working well.
Your announcements were made yesterday, I believe. Yeah. What has been the parliamentary response since then?
Well, we've had quite a positive response, particularly from the health sector. The Doctors' Union and the Nurses' Union have both said that these are long overdue changes. More importantly, I think patients are responding very well to the government indicating that we want to get money out of bureaucracy and into frontline services.
What about in Parliament itself? What are the other parties saying?
Well, I think the Green Party described it as a mixed bag. The Labour Party moaned, as they always do, which is what you do when you're a failed government of 9 years that got the health system into the state that it is.
That segues nicely into the next thing I'm going to ask. You've been quoted as saying the national government inherited a public health system that was not well placed to cope with the significant financial and clinical challenges facing it. You've been health minister for over a year now. What action have you taken to improve the sector up to now? Is this the first change you've initiated? Are there going to be any more?
No, well, we've made quite a number of changes being the health minister. The new government has overseen the biggest increase ever in elective surgery in New Zealand. Our emergency departments are operating better. Cancer waiting times are coming down. We're making significant progress in reducing the administrative burden. We've cut the reporting requirements from DHBs to the Ministry of Health by a third, and we're looking to do another 25% this year. We've put a lot of money into things like the eating disorder, the methamphetamine action plan. So there's quite a lot of investment going in, and the government's achieving a lot. And I think New Zealanders recognise that we're doing the best we can with the difficult circumstances that we've inherited.
And that this new National Health Board scheme is about getting more money to do the best you can with the limited resources you
have. That's right. Yep.
Mr. Ryle, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.